Now, the British television station ITV is in preliminary talks about selling its broadcasting business to Sky. The deal includes ITV's terrestrial TV channels and its streaming platform ITVX. The asking price, a whopping £1.6 billion. Now, this deal would not include ITV's production arms, and that makes popular programmes such as Love Island and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. TV critic Scott Bryan has been telling me what a big deal this sale could be if it goes through.
I mean, I think it would be a big deal. I think it would certainly shake up the British TV industry. Until now, it sort of felt very much a sort of versus sort of game between traditional linear broadcasters, you know, ITV, Channel 4, versus the big streamers, Amazon, Netflix. Whilst this will, I think, change that dynamic if Sky go ahead and actually purchase ITV. Sky, of course, have been a long-standing provider of sort of services and channels for a long time now. But their owner, Comcast, you know, is a massive presence in the US. And this was essentially resulting in quite a lot of consolidation. You know, a lot of things would happen to basically have this new sort of company be very much a dominant force within the UK TV industry. And I think ITV, which has had, you know, a long heritage of making very well-known programmes, will largely be protected from this in the fact that ITV Studios, rather confusingly, is a separate company. But ITV themselves, you know, is still a huge sort of player as the home of many of the UK's sort of most watched programmes. So I think it's going to sort of shake up potentially the investment, the competition, and also the reach of some of its programmes.
So ITV under this deal would remain a production company, one of the biggest around. It would still be making shows like Love Island and I'm a Celebrity. But this £1.6 billion sale of its broadcast stations to Comcast, how certain that it would go through? Are there competition concerns?
Yes, I think that is the major sort of hurdle I would say Sky would have to overcome, just because Sky is already such a dominant force as an advertising player. But also there's regulatory sort of issues in terms of having one dominant player be such a force within the UK market. I think also for Sky, I mean, even if that does go ahead, it might release for shackles in terms of maybe making them more competitive in the digital era, you know, an investment in a company in the same way that Comcast did when they took over Sky. But also at the same time, a challenge for them would be trying to maintain the public service obligations that they will still need to do. You know, so many hours of dedicated news coverage and all sort of times of specialist programs, which is not normally for a large US company to really have that many concerns about. Of course, we have seen this before when Paramount, another large US company, bought Channel 5 about a decade ago. And I think there was a lot of fears thinking that they would sort of strip down Channel 5 and make it less of a force. If anything, they invested in programming. They made it more distinctive. They made the channel much more upmarket. I think as a result, there's been a lot more competition and the UK TV market has actually been healthier. But there are still concerns that if a large company, not just in terms of Comcast, but any company takes over ITV, which is a much bigger channel than Channel 5 is, how will that affect competition elsewhere? Will they still be providing as much investment into programming? Will they have too much of a majority share that it affects competition? The UK TV ecosystem is quite unique in which it survives and does so well because there is this level of competition. So I think it will be in everyone's interest that doesn't get changed too much.
Yes, but the fact of the matter is, as you've been saying, traditionally the ITV stations, the BBC, they set the standard, not just in the UK, but it was almost a global industry standard for decades. But now it's a very different industry. It's going through some very fundamental changes, global, internet, and the whole financing is changing.
Yes, you're right. I mean, I think by and large, I think the TV industry has been more resilient, actually, than I think a lot of people originally gave it credit for. When a lot of streamers came in, just over a decade now, you know, they had limitless pockets and they felt that they could buy themselves to success and maybe put out to pasture traditional broadcasters, including, you know, sort of ones that are licensed fee paid, such as, you know, RTE and BBC, thinking that they would be able to, you know, lure over as much of a margin. And I think actually still, there's still an ecosystem in which linear TV providers have held up fairly well, whilst also public service broadcasters are still continuing on, although, of course, they have taken hits financially. And also you've had streamers providing maybe a bit of creativity, a bit more competition within the market. I guess the challenge is that there is a lot less money around than there used to be. Linear TV channels, particularly ITV, are legacy businesses, which of course have been facing a declining linear, you know, people tuning in each night audience by and large. And also on ITV, it hasn't been easy for them. They have cut programme investment quite a bit over the course of the last year. They have experienced lower advertising revenues because of the cost of living crisis. So, I mean, at the same time, it is good for there to be an investment, but there will be a strong regulatory scrutiny to ensure that one player doesn't become overly dominant here.
And as you say, proof that regular telly, telly that happens in real time, if it's 8 o'clock, the show starts at 8 o'clock and you need to sit down and watch it at 8 o'clock. I mean, we've seen with the success of Celebrity Traitors, which got huge audiences. It's been one of the TV phenomena of the year. Appointment TV is making linear, real life TV, cool again.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's a really interesting one because you're absolutely right. The early ratings for the Celebrity Traitors has been phenomenal. 11 million viewers watched Thursday night's episode, which is, you know, significant. That's up 3 million on the previous episode. Although there were many people, I guess, tuning in specifically live not to, you know, find out the spoilers, obviously. And I think that, you know, at a time when it really matters, particularly also, you know, you can't ignore the fact that many people will tune in for live sport. That's never going to go to streaming. Or if it does go to streaming, people will watch that live. So there will always be a continuation of live programming, I think, when it counts. I guess, you know, a challenge is when it's not shows like The Traitors, not every show, sadly, can be The Traitors. So people are going to be obviously wanting to have that mixture of the shows that they've always had. And it is rare now for any show on a nightly basis to get over maybe 2 million. I think averagely it's about 1 million each night, and that has been declining. So I think with all things, it's not going to go away. It's going to fundamentally change. It is fundamentally changing. But I think, you know, linear TV still certainly has legs. And I also think that from the success of what happened last night, you bet another rival channel will think, oh, hang on, what can we do?
Well, it would be very hard to match Alan Carr and that win last night. That was TV critic Scott Bryan. We'll be talking more media matters. What's the latest from the Oireachtas Media Committee after this break?